Praise the Lord. We know a lot of many churches do water ministration, like synagogue, like one church at somewhere in Ajawa State, and many others. So everybody now knows about water ministration. But the difference between our own and so many others is that we know they sell our own. Then they sell water for their own. We know they sell our own. But I also discovered that there are advantages and there are disadvantages. I discovered that while the Bible actually forbids us selling anointing, directly or indirectly, but I discovered that with man, generally, anything that is free is not valued. Anything that is free is not valued. Because the value of anything is determined by the price tag to it. You see? And so, when you take 5,000 naira and you buy one small, tiny bottle, like injection bottle, you take 5,000, you buy it because it costs so much, you seem to have more faith with it. This thing, you see this one, 5,000, let me this. So, you value it and there seems to be so much faith with it. So, because of it, it works. Even though it's abomination, God hates. He's angry with the people that are selling such things. God is angry according to the scripture. But it is working for the people. Although they are doing wrong thing, but it is working for them. So also, the other side now, because it is free here. See where they sell it there. Come and see crowd that go there to buy. Amen. It's very simple. We want to join that abracadabra. We will package water. And then come and we package testimony, both testimony went through and the one went a lie. Just talk calm. How immediately you spread that water, every witch in your compound died. Praise the Lord. See, as people will run because they want every witch to die. Because it is free here now. People don't have faith. Amen. But I am telling you that God works by His principles. It is not the water that heals. If it is the water that heals, amen, they will not sell that water. It is faith. Selling that water is to make you have faith. So that you will value it. So, if you catch this revelation, then you will know that you don't need to spend so much money buying water that they put a label there, anointed water. Healing does not come from water. Healing does not come from anywhere. Even medical doctors will tell you that they cannot heal you. Let me even tell you something. That what is HIV? I want to teach you something, though. What is HIV? It is a virus that enters your body and attacks your immune system. God created human beings. I'm not a medical doctor, but this is general knowledge. God created every human being and put an immune system, a system inside of you that fights any infiltration. Any strange thing that comes into your body, there is something inside that helps to fight it. And when there is any destruction of any cells anywhere, God has kept, I'm using layman's language, I'm not a medical man, because it's general knowledge. There is something there that we have to build back the cells that have been destroyed by any sickness. What that antibiotic does is to strengthen that thing that God has placed there, to add more power for it to work. Nothing more. So, what is AIDS? Acquired immune deficiency syndrome. What it does is, when that virus enters your body, it is going with the aim of attacking your immune system. That is why we have antiretroviral drugs. What they give you is to boost your immune system. As long as you take those antiretroviral drugs, as long as you eat things that will boost your immune system, you can live with HIV in your body for even longer than anything else, the rest of your life. And nobody will know you have HIV in you. You can live with HIV. But when you get careless and you allow it to attack your immune system, then, before you know what, your system breaks down. Your immune system is broken down. That is when every part of your body now, if it is mosquito that bites you, even if it is a wound you have on your skin, if it is malaria that catches you, any sickness that comes upon you, it remains no matter what drugs they give you, because your immune system that will help, that the drug is supposed to help to fight that malaria, is destroyed. So, you are here, if malaria comes, it kills you because it cannot come out of your body. I am using it to explain faith. That is what kills. Because what God has placed there, the immune system has been destroyed. No matter what medication you put, no matter what medicine you drink, the thing that that medicine is supposed to work with is dead. Therefore, you see, if it is cough, you are finished. If it is whatever, you see the person dying and dying, unless God comes by a miracle to restore. Praise the Lord. I'm using it to make you understand faith. Now, what God has kept with us, he said, the just shall live by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And this faith cometh by hearing. Whatever our spiritual estate is, wherever it is, whatever level it is, disturbing by faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People who live in the village, who are close to nature, they eat natural things. They eat fresh food from the farm. They eat, you know, they are closer to nature. They are free. They breathe fresh air. They live longer than many of us in the cosmopolitan areas, in the cities, where you have all manner of pollutions, where everything we eat is contaminated or is hybridized. Everything is hybrid. Everything is chemicalized. Everything is chemicalized. Praise the Lord. Instead of eating fresh mango, we go to drink mango juice. And once you remove mango and you bring out the juice and put it in a container, for it to be preserved, another chemical must be added there. So when you drink it, you are drinking together with that chemical. And so on and so forth. We grow like fertilizer plants. But that's why we die early too. Because of all manner of things that we eat. We breathe carbon monoxide from vehicles. When I was living in the center of Ikeja, I knew that, you know, something was wrong with my health. Anytime I travel out, go to the camp for prayer, I will feel very healthy. I thought it is because I am in the presence of God, fasting and praying. Immediately I enter the city, everywhere choked up. Center of Ikeja. So when I moved from there away to Amuodofi here, free from all the fumes of vehicles, factories, and everything, I suddenly discovered I was breathing better, healthy air, and I was feeling more healthy. And my wife too suddenly discovered. My wife had to point it to me. She said, do you know when we were in Ikeja, we were only managing to survive. We were dying slowly. We didn't know. Because where we were living was surrounded by factories. The center of Ikeja and everything. And so, here we are. That is why they are closer to nature there. That's why they live longer. And nature is God. Nature is God. And the closer you are to God, in His original appearance, following Him according to His word, the better your life assurance. The easier you flow between you and God, relationship. Amen. And our immune system, hallelujah, is faith. When you have faith that comes from hearing the word, amen. Every time God will tell you, fear not, fear not, fear not. Because fear is a breakdown of your faith. Our immune system is our faith. And until you have that faith, hallelujah, everything you try to put in, it will not work. It is that faith that you need. That when you hold this water and you pray, that water ministration after prayer is aided by the faith that you have in you. And then there is the desired result. But to have that type of faith is difficult. That's why smart preachers, so that they will continue in their commercialization of the gospel, to make you believe they are specially anointed, they know how to make you have that faith by putting a price, selling handkerchief, selling anointing oil, selling this, selling that, selling that. And then you hold it, you don't joke with it, you hold it carefully. And let me tell you, you don't need to pay any money. All you need is God to grant you understanding of who He is and how He works. Praise the Lord. Who He is and how He works. And such people don't travel about with anything. You don't need to hold on to anything before God can meet you. If you travel and you depend on anointing oil, bottle of anointing oil, you depend on it, praise the Lord. That is evidence you have weak faith. Your faith is very weak. That's why you are holding on to something before there can be result in your prayer. Hallelujah. He said, have faith in God. Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 11 saw a tree that he caused. The Bible says, he spoke, no man eateth fruit from thee henceforth. Forever. And the Bible says, and his disciples heard it. So he spoke. He spoke. So the power is in what you say. Then he explained, if you have faith, he said, even if it is as little as a mustard seed, he said, and you will say to this mountain, any problem is your mountain, be thou cast out, remove, and cast to the sea. He said, and you will not doubt, but you will believe that what you say will come to pass. You believe that what you say will come to pass. You see, faith, he said, you will have what you say. The emphasis is on say, say, say. That's why there's nothing like silent prayer. You must speak to the situation. You must speak to the situation. The best gift that God can give you as a believer is the gift of faith. The just shall live by faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he spoke it, and he didn't look at it to see what will happen. The next day, Peter's attention was called to that tree. From the root, it dried up. It dried up. Speak, and it will come to pass. Speak, and it will come to pass. And you can speak anywhere. You can speak to anything. Say it, it will come to pass. That's why I say it is faith. 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 Not the water. You hold that water and you have no faith, it will not work for you. You hold that oil and you don't have faith, it will not work for you. Faith. What produces faith is a knowledge of what Jesus Christ did on the cross on Calvary that set us free. That revelation gives you boldness. Knowing what happened on the cross on Calvary. Go to the world and preach the gospel. To all nations, say, he that believeth, can we read it? Mark chapter 16. Verse 15, 16, 17. Mark. I don't know whether I've gone too technical because I want somebody to understand how faith works. I hope I've used this HIV thing to let somebody understand. You know, the immune system that God created us with. Okay, let's read it. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is the commandment from the Lord. Then he said, he that believeth, believe the gospel that we preach. What is the gospel that we preach? The gospel is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What is the gospel? The gospel is, Satan has no power over us again. The provision for escape was done on the cross on Calvary, and concerning the condition that we are in, suffering under one cause or the other, Jesus Christ said, it is finished. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the destruction that is coming upon people who will reject salvation. Turn down Jesus Christ. And saved also from all the manipulation of Satan. He said, but he that believeth not shall be damned. He that believeth not shall be damned. If you don't believe that gospel, you are finished. Verse 17. If you believe now, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. It's a total package. It's a total package. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Wherever that demon is, including the demon in your compound, including the deity in your compound, disturbing the whole place. The least believer is stronger than the strongest demon on earth. By a power that dwells in us, greater is he that is in me. Hey, how many people have this faith? You do? Then why are you jumping from church to church, prophet to prophet, mountain to mountain, seeking deliverance, when you can sit down in your room and receive your deliverance? I'm telling you, that's the truth. Praise God. I'm teaching you faith because I am a man of faith. When I see somebody with a problem, I don't wait for a vision before I pray for you. I only go back to the knowledge of God's promise for me. Am I not a believer? I am. Oh yeah, let me confirm now. This sign shall follow them that believe. Oh yeah, where the Spirit? Praise God. Where is the Spirit? Living inside of me? My picking? Praise God. My neighbor? Amen. I am not talking empty boast. I am not talking empty boast here. Hallelujah. Somebody said it is, they think water. They think there is something special they are putting inside that water. That is why they are selling it. Nothing. Some of those people giving you that water, 1 minute prayer was not offered on that water. Nothing. They only package it very well. Put the label there. Put the picture of the man of God there. Immediately you see, from where? From this? That is my. I don't see and they perform miracle. Nothing like that. So that day, somebody from Zambia who called me, sent a mail that he will be watching our water ministration every Tuesday. He too is a preacher. So one day, somebody called him from another town that their sister was sick. And then he remembered that he watched Bride Assembly, our Shiloh. He said, he told them on the phone, can you get a glass of water? Let me bless it. And then he blessed it on the phone. And the person drank it and received healing. Now he's telling me, he said, this is what happened, though. And the person received healing. He said, but please, where can I support it from the Bible? I said, you can never support it anywhere from the Bible other than faith. And it is not just water, it can be anything. And that day, I had to tell a sister to stand up. Somebody who was sick, anybody sick, some people came out and said, okay, you come out. And I said, now listen, first and foremost, you believe me to be a servant of God, you believe it. I said, now, okay, that's the sister that did it that day. You are the one that did it that day.
Yes.
Thank you. She's the one. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that day I think she said she was having pains all over her body or something like that. I remember very well, somewhere she was sitting somewhere there. And I say, you believe me to be a servant of God? No, she didn't answer me the way she answered me today, so. Yes, I said, now, if you hold this pole I said, if you hold this pole, I said, that sickness will go. I said, today is water, Abi. So that you will know that it is not the water that heals. It is your faith. I said, drop the water. She dropped the water and held the pole. And the power of God packed her and began to walk on her. She stood up and she was perfectly healed. So, is it the pole that healed her? No! So if you don't have faith, you are holding that water in vain. But if you have faith, that water will work for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is this attitude that I have used this example to explain one day. I said that I had years back, even before this ministry started, years back. That day we had only one car and we have to go to church on Sunday. And so the other car was bad. So who will enter motor so that they will not say I'm partial? Who will go for taxi or bus? Who will enter motor? And then we say, okay, if you pick, I did squeeze pieces of paper, yes, no, yes, no. If you pick no, you don't go enter motor. If you pick yes, you go enter the motor with me. We go to church. And then, a young boy there in the house, everybody picked. And then as he was going to pick, so he said, I know I will pick no. He said, I know I will pick no. Because once it comes to such a thing like this, ballot like this, I know I will not pick the right one. I know. And he picked it and it was no. You see? So everybody was there, I said no, but you already picked no before you picked the piece of paper. You see? Whereas another one said, yes, daddy, I know I will enter this car. Oh yeah, right, drop it. And he picked him. Yes. The one who said, I know my own will be no, picked no. So, here you are. I know I have gone everywhere before, the thing no work. Make I go bright again. I know everybody go testify here. Me, I no go testify. Now so you go call here, go, you no go testify. That is how faith works. You have already conditioned yourself not to receive. There are people that come, when they come before the man of God like this, you see them, you know. You see them. Body, soul, and spirit. Before the man of God come near themselves, and not to not carry them. Because they're already connected. Then, there are others that will sit down. All these people, when they make people fall. Close your eyes now. You go say, pray now. Why you make me close my eye? He has already positioned himself to fight. So when they say in Jesus' name, they open and they look you. Say amen now. You go tell you, pray now. Praise the Lord. That's why the Bible says we should have the faith like the little children. We must humble ourselves like the little children. Those are the people that will receive. And may all of us receive today in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody asked me a question. Said, from Akwanga, you called me last night. Somebody who has not baptized, can he take Holy Communion? And I say, my answer is, Holy Communion is for believers. It's for believers. And every believer demonstrate your faith of what you believe. What do you believe? You believe that Jesus Christ died for me. Jesus Christ went to the cross for me. I am the reason Jesus died on the cross on Calvary. And by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed. If you believe it, what is the evidence that you believe? It's water baptism. So, if you have not had water baptism, what are you going for communion for? What are you going to say you are doing? In remembrance of what? You are not entitled to deliverance until you have received your correct water baptism. Because the provision for our escape is through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you are not under the blood of Jesus Christ, you are not entitled to deliverance through that blood. That's why when we come here, we give room for people to be baptized every Tuesday here. We take you to the water, and we have a pool at the back here, consecrated only, dedicated only to water baptism. And every week, we have brethren that stand there and begin to prophesy to that water. Praise the Lord. Once you enter that water, you come out. The thing that Satan has been using against you and troubling your life, the blood of Jesus Christ washes it away. Then you now stand justified. He has nothing to accuse you anymore. Then you can claim your rights now. He can't get you anymore. That understanding is important. Praise the Lord. So far, any question? From this little explanation, I'm trying to let somebody have faith. Is there any question? I don't like to confuse anybody.